Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. What would it take to get you to go to summer school voluntarily? What if you could learn about slime, mold, or birds, all while camping, hiking, and swimming in the Sierra Buttes? Carmen Domingo is the Dean of the College of Science and Engineering at San Francisco State University, and she joins us to explain what makes the Sierra Nevada Field Campus so unique. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicky. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for taking the time. This really is a treat. Let's just start off with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get interested in the sciences?
Yeah, so I got interested, you know, growing up in Los Angeles. You know, it's this big city, but still there's science all around you. And so I just really loved biology as a kid and went on to do my undergraduate at Irvine and then my PhD at Berkeley. And then I got lucky to be hired at San Francisco State as an assistant professor in biology.
When it comes to this Sierra Nevada Field Campus, which is a ways from SFSU, what is the history behind it? Why was it established and what makes it so unique?
Yeah, it's situated in such a beautiful and somewhat remote area near the Sierra Buttes, and it was established 75 years ago. The president of San Francisco State, J. Paul Leonard, apparently on horseback, was out for, you know, searching for an area to set up a camp, a recreational camp, to train recreation leaders back in 1949. And so the camp was for young kids, helping San Francisco State students learn how to be good camp leaders. And over the years, it transitioned a little bit more towards the sciences. And then it was under the leadership, and it continues to be under the leadership of the College of Science and Engineering. And so we're excited to offer a whole range of classes that are arts and science. And it's for now, it's for adults. People that are under 18 can come up with a parent. But the vast majority of attendees are college-age students and adults of all ages up to 90 years old.
Wow. Okay, that's amazing. I mean, a lifelong student, you know, I like to call myself one as well. So that's pretty inspiring. I hope I am like that if I actually make it to my 90s. When it comes to this area, just looking at the map, it's in Sierra County. It is about an hour north of Truckee and an hour and a half north of Nevada City. You know, you have these small towns like Downeyville and Sierraville, a little bit south of Gray Eagle. For those who haven't been to this area of the Sierra, what would they see if they were to head there today? Give us a sense of the surrounding scenery.
Oh, my goodness. It's so beautiful. I mean, you know, what would stand out is the Sierra Buttes, which is just really distinctive, geologically significant, you know, mountain structure. But it also has this beautiful mountain meadow, and it's one of the largest mountain meadows in the range. It has such an abundant wildlife and unique biodiversity. Birders love it there. I mean, you can just see such a wide variety of birds that migrate through the region. It has these amazing wetlands and grasslands. So if you're a botanist, you know, you're just thrilled with the biodiversity of that space. If you love insects, because you have beautiful plants and flowering plants, you'll see all kinds of insects. So we have people that travel from across the country to take classes here just because of the unique geography and geology of the region.
Well, focusing on the Sierra Buttes, how important are the buttes to the region here in Sierra County?
Well, they have a long history. You know, that area, you know, is also part of the gold mining history of the area. So, you know, they were exploited in that way, you know, for minerals. But more recently, you know, it's just a naturally preserved area, and it's the lake basins. And so it carved out just these glorious lakes. So the hiking around there is just fabulous with all of these mountain lake areas. So it just provides a really beautiful area to just learn about nature and the beauty of nature and why it's so important for us to preserve it and maintain it and support it.
I can definitely see people listening to this right now itching to get out to the Sierra Buttes and take it in for themselves. So if people are interested in these classes, are they designed for people with prior experience in natural sciences, or are they suited for really anyone?
They are suited for anyone. And that's the beauty of the community that goes up there. They'll definitely engage with experts, novice, and first timers. They create this environment of inclusivity where it doesn't matter what your background is. If you are interested and curious and want to spend a few glorious days up there, it's just by the end, you're going to feel like you learned a lot, but then you also made some great friendships because you had something in common with others there. So, you know, if your passion was bugs, you're going to leave loving bugs and knowing more about bugs and then meeting a lot of friends that enjoy being around bugs, you know. So, and then the cool thing, too, is that all of the nature and art classes. So there's wonderful like watercolor classes, you know, painting, nature journaling. It's just a really beautiful place to just sometimes get away from our busy lives. There isn't great connectivity up there, so you can't be on social media. You can't be on your phone. You just unplug and enjoy learning and being with others.
Yeah, I also saw that there was songwriting in the High Sierra, poetry by the river, not just, you know, learning about trees and shrubs, medicinal and edible wild plants. Why do you think the arts and science mix so well in this part of the Sierra Nevada? I mean, unplugging for sure is an advantage.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's inspiration, whether you're a night owl and you can just see the stars and the tranquility, or you're listening to the river. We're adjacent to the Yuba River. I think it's that peacefulness that just allows your brain to calm down and for you to just enjoy and feel inspired. And so it's really just that peacefulness of being in nature. I mean, people have done research that have shown the rejuvenating factors that get activated when you're in nature, just away from bustling noise and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, how long do these classes typically last, and do people usually camp there?
Yeah. So we have we call it clamping. So we've got these nice canvas tents with cots. So I think it's quite comfortable. But people can also pitch a tent. And if you pitch a tent, it's a little less expensive. The classes can range anything from 2 days to 5 days. I'd say the majority of the classes, people come in on Sunday, they spend the week and leave on Friday.
Wonderful. That's like a jam-packed nature weekend. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's not that far from Sacramento.
No.
2.5 hours from San Francisco State, you know, in the city, it's a little bit further away. But, you know, we get vans and we get our students up there. Some of the classes are for units. So if students need one or two units of a biology or a nature class, they can use that class towards their degree program. And then there's a ton of workshops that are not unit based. So they, you know, but again, we get a lot of students taking all kinds of classes.
How many people usually attend a class? Is it a tight-knit group?
It is a tight-knit group. The classes range from 10 to 20 at the largest. So they really get to know each other because they're having all their meals there. We serve breakfast and dinner, and we have a lunch buffet where people make their sandwiches because usually they're on the go. And they'll be exploring all different sites around the field campus. So they get off site. So by the end, it's a very close-knit group because they have been spending all day and then eating together, you know, listening to evening talks. And then they also get some downtime to just be alone and decompress as well. So it's really, you know, by the end, I think that's what I always hear is just how people have felt so connected, and they come year after year after year. So they'll take, you know, one class and then decide different types of classes, or they'll just come back to retake the same class because they love that instructor so much.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. I guess more rhetorical. Like, I imagine you get a lot of regulars up for this.
Yeah, a lot of regulars.
At the Sierra Nevada campus. But on the flip side, maybe if someone is interested in the outdoors, but they're intimidated, maybe they're not much of a camper, maybe they haven't camped, they want to go, but they're a little hesitant. How do you recommend for them to start, I guess, or prepare for an experience like this?
You know, it's a great question, because coming from the city of San Francisco, one of my biggest goals is to get people and students who have never been in the mountains. And so that I would say, you know, I want to encourage those who have never been in the mountains and experienced, you know, that to really go and to come up with friends. So we have had, you know, like mother and daughter and aunties come as a group, you know, that's never gone into the wilderness by themselves. And so this is a camp. It's so safe. So we've had that. And I love to see, you know, families come up, and then a group of friends. I was just up there this last weekend, and there were three young guys who wanted to learn more, you know, about what is the class that they are? I was just looking right here. Environmental measuring, you know, it was a combination of engineers and stuff, and they went up as a group. So I would say for those who've never been up there and maybe a little shy, come up with a friend or come up with a parent, you know. It's they'll feel welcomed within minutes.
That is a great idea. Finally, I just imagine someone like yourself, you had an interest in biology at a young age, a city girl, you obviously studied it, you became a professor, but it wasn't guaranteed that you would be part of a campus like this. It seems like such a treat for you as well.
Absolutely. You know, I love hiking. I love learning. You know, you're constantly learning, and I'm learning from others. And when I had my young daughters, I have two beautiful daughters, I would take them up there, you know, and so then they have a love of nature and enjoy hiking and swimming in those icy cold lakes and learning about interesting bug and plant interactions. And so, yes, I think it's something, you know, you just that inner child emerges and you just realize like just how amazing nature is and all the surprises it can bring you.
Thank you so much for joining us, Carmen.
Thank you, Vicky, for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Carmen Domingo is the Dean of the College of Science and Engineering at San Francisco State University. She joined us to talk about the Sierra Nevada Field Campus located in Sierra County. You can find out more about their summer classes and workshops for all ages at our website. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our audio engineer is Stephen Starbuck. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.